start eating my cookie, which, by the way, is a protein cookie.
You got a protein cookie over there?
15 grams, two grams of sugar. Not bad at all. Nine grams of fiber. No gluten containing ingredients.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
big old guns, man. So it's the Brunch Time Podcast.
Big old guns. Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks for the nice crinkle that you got going on over there.
ASMR.
Yeah. Intern Milena is joining us.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
This cookie's not that good, by the way.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Who would have thought a protein cookie wouldn't be that great?
Guess no endorsement deal for that company.
Nope.
You are, a high schooler, right?
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever done any contests, like eating contests or things like that?
No, I haven't.
Or you ever been on the debate team?
No, but I'm good at arguing.
You're good at arguing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
well,
you
good.
Could join.
Because this is the topic for the day. So you know the hot dog eating contest they do, the Nathan's, the big one, where that Kobayashi used to be the big winner. But then that Joey Chestnut guy showed up, and he has been killing it when it came to eating these hot dogs. How many hot dogs do you guys think you could eat in one sitting?
Probably four.
Four?
Okay. It's a reasonable number.
Okay, are we saying how many could I handle or how many would I actually want to eat?
Say I put 5 minutes on the clock.
5 minutes, okay.
And you eat all the hot dogs you can...
Which, by the way, I think the process of doing this is you have to eat the hot dog first, and then it's like you soak the bun in water.
That's a technique that they came up with. So you think what? Four? Five?
Six? I was going to say three or four.
Three or four?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's like, because on average, I'll only have one hot dog, and I'll feel pretty content with that. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe an extra one. But after that, I'm pretty much full. So I don't know how people do, 70 hot dogs. And
yeah, I think Joey Chestnut's record is 70-something, 72 or something.
That would make me so sick.
How do you not throw up in the middle of that?
I don't know. That's a lot of sandwiches to eat.
Sandwiches, you called that?
Yeah, that's what I call a hot dog.
Why would you call that a sandwich?
It's so weird.
So you guys don't think that a hot dog is a sandwich?
No.
Uh-uh.
It's
in its own category.
Yeah, it's like...
It's in its own category, huh?
A sausage with a jacket. That's basically what it is.
A sausage with a jacket.
Yeah, because I don't know. When I think of a sandwich...
It's horizontal.
Yeah, you're not holding... hot dog you hold differently. You can eat it with one hand. I guess you can eat a sandwich with one hand.
You can
not
eat
the
a
same.
Hot dog sideways.
Usually... Then everyone looks at you weird and all your toppings fall off.
Yeah, so are you trying to eat it like corn on the cob?
No, I mean instead of it being where on the side where you almost eat it like taco style, where it's like you see the sausage on top but not on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you eat it sideways like a sandwich with the top bun and the bottom bun and then the sausage in between.
That seems, but then I feel like all the toppings just come off of it, especially if you're going for Chicago style hot dog or
chili
cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if you eat a Chicago style hot dog and you don't get a mess all over the plate or on the ground, then it really isn't the proper way of eating a Chicago style hot dog.
Because those things are loaded up and it's great. It's great like that.
So you don't think that it's a sandwich. I think it's a sandwich.
You're wrong,
Then
sir.
What constitutes a sandwich?
Let's see. Let's think of...
Milena the debater.
Lunch meat, you think? But what about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Do you want lunch meat on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Definitely not, but it's called a PBJ sandwich for a reason, because it's in between two pieces of bread.
That's true.
So...
Because with the hot dog bun...
It's connected.
It's connected.
But sometimes
unless
it
you got
splits.
A weak bun.
So all right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you go to say Subway
uh-huh.
or Jimmy John's any of these sandwich shops,
look what he's doing to us.
Sandwich shops. What does the before they put any meat, cheese, mayo, or whatever? What does that look like to you?
It's still.
It looks like a hot dog
bun.
No,
it doesn't, because you don't eat it where the toppings are like facing up, you still eat it on the side like a regular sandwich.
It's interesting. When I go to Jimmy John's, I
I eat toppings facing up. I eat it like I usually
like
eat a big sandwich like I eat it like a hot dog or a taco.
Then I think you're just a weirdo.
No, I'm just eating the sandwich like other people eat the sandwich.
Let's see. When I go to Jimmy John's, sometimes I'll order the like the wheat bread though, so it's just bread at that point. So it is a sandwich to me.
So.
Because I feel like hot dogs and even brats, they're just like put in a whole different category.
Yeah, they're thing.
Yeah, they're
bonfire food. What are they?
Yeah, bonfire food, exactly.
Bonfire food, yeah.
Bonfire food.
I told you, we already determined it's a sausage with a jacket.
So is it a roll?
Maybe more of a roll. It's probably like a roll, but that's not the sandwich.
But nobody calls it a roll.
So when you go and get a lobster roll, do you consider that a roll or a sandwich?
It's like a little,
I consider that a roll.
It's a roll because there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
A lobster roll has lobster. It is cut open and there's lobster put in it.
By the way, lobster roll is delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never had a lobster roll.
But it's a roll.
It's a roll,
it's just
though.
Like a roll, though.
So you know when you go to Texas Corral and they give you like the little rolls before you eat? Ooh. And then you eat all of them and you don't eat your food?
Yep.
That's a roll.
They get you with that tasty,
so if
tasty
I
roll.
Take, if I take that roll and I cut it in half.
And put like butter.
And
in
puts,
it?
Put butter and I put meat in it.
That's a roll sandwich.
It's a roll witch.
A roll sandwich, huh? So a hot dog is still not a roll. It's still not
a
sandwich.
No,
then.
A hot dog depends on the meat inside of it.
The can't.
Not the bun.
Yeah. Get out of here, hot dog. You can't sit with us. That's what the sandwiches are saying.
So if a hot dog shows up to a sandwich party, he has to turn away.
Well,
they're
gonna
invite him, but they're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, they don't want to like discriminate against the hot dog or the brat.
So,
but they're like, hey man,
you're not in
get
our
to
group.
That side of the party at least. You know, you go hang out with your ketchup and mustard. Yeah.
In my mind, a hot dog is a sandwich because a sandwich to me is two pieces of bread, whether they be separated or together, and meat in the middle.
Well, I guess sandwich could be like an umbrella term.
That's true.
And then there are different types of sandwiches. But you don't call a hot dog a
sandwich.
In a pyramid or diagram or whatever you want to call it, if I said the word sandwich and then there are subcategories, then would the hot dog be underneath that?
I think so, just in terms of like
so
the bread.
It's a sandwich.
But it's not because nobody calls it a sandwich.
So it's under the sandwich umbrella. So
it's a very
like,
far cousin.
So it's like
all the way. It's in the puddle. It's in the puddle below the umbrella. So you can soak it up, so that way you can eat it in your hot dog eating contest.
Yeah,
but you can agree with me that it would be under
the
sandwich.
Umbrella term.
The umbrella term of sandwich.
The family. Yeah.
It would be in the sandwich. So in a family reunion.
So it's like a distant cousin.
The distant cousin that you never see, and you're like, oh hey.
So it
shows
like
up at the barbecue.
You can't tell if you're related or not.
Yeah.
And like one ever understands the twice removed.
They don't
thing.
Know why they're there, but they're there.
Yeah.
So I win.
I don't know if he wins.
Hot dog
kind of.
Is a sandwich. Boom. Well,
what do you win? A sandwich?
The debate.
I'd rather win a sandwich.
Same.
Have you ever taken a hot dog and cut it and split it and then flattened it out?
No.
Like a panini dog?
No, like you take, so you
that
take
sounds
the,
not bad.
You take the hot dog, and since it rolls around, to keep it from not rolling, you split it so that when you half it, it is two flat ends with rounded tops. They're domes. I do this a lot with brats. Because
I've
which
never
you can,
heard of that.
I do it a lot with brats.
We're
going
to need to come over for a barbecue this summer so we can
absolutely.
See the weird things
he's
that
like
you
dissecting
make.
His hot dog.
Because you know,
what's happening?
A lot of times when you get a brat bun, it's a lot wider.
Yeah.
It's like a double wide.
Yeah.
What I like to do is to make sure it covers all the surface area.
Does it come with a reverse beep?
Yes, it does.
Beep.
And it comes with little sides to put down on so you cover up the wheels.
Good.
So you can live there forever.
Nice. So you can think of everything with this.
But what I do is I take the brat bun or these sandwich tops, and then I split it and then unfold it, still keeping them together on one end. And then the mustard and any other toppings go right down the middle of the what I call the trench or the ditch, the brat ditch, right in the middle there. And It's meat all throughout.
I'm having a hard time
trying to figure out exactly how much you're, yeah.
This. I'll draw it for you on a napkin.
You can see that picture.
A full scale diagram.
Can
with
you post that?
To scale.
Can you post yeah. that? Because yeah. like you need to at least show us what your debate
I may show
is.
You how I'm doing that. So what I'll do is actually like this.
Ooh.
I will draw it on a post-it note for you guys. But talk
an original piece from Johnny.
So you
talk amongst yourselves.
You got the bun, which is going to be the top.
He's got a bit of a power stance while he's drawing this.
So keep it like this. So you would have inside that, you would have like that. So that would be flat. So it almost looked like a butt.
Oh.
It does
so
look like
down
a butt.
The crack of the brat is where oh, you no. put the mustard. So
yeah,
there
you could
go.
Do that, or you could just eat it.
So, like you normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you split a brat down the middle, then because the brat casing usually, if you get a really hot brat and then you bite into it, there's a chance you could go blind from it exploding.
Oh.
You ever do that? Where you bite into a brat?
I've never gone blind.
Bad brat experience.
Yeah, I've had a brat experience.
It's hard to say.
Say that three times fast. But yeah, try that next time at your barbecue or when you guys come hang out at my house, then I will show you
I'm
the
gonna,
ways.
Yeah, I'm going to need to
there'll
see
be
it.
A presentation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
And there will be a trophy awarded to me for winning the debate of if hot dog is a sandwich or not. And it definitely is.
You making this trophy?
I will.
He's okay. going to buy it himself.
He's like, look at that. I won. We're like, you got the trophy for yourself. That doesn't count.
Hey, it's still a trophy.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you, Milena, for joining us for this debate, but also joining us for the Brunch Time podcast. You can find this podcast wherever you find your podcasts, and also be sure to subscribe. Also, check out everything we got to offer at 983thecoast.com, and check out The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie. That's us.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 98.3 The Coast from 6 until 10, or whenever we want to get out of here.
Yeah. We linger sometimes.
Sometimes earlier than that. So, bye, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. See ya.